power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and
Good morning. Come on, let's go to this word. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you and notice that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. This atmosphere has been cleansed. It's been energized. It's been activated by the anointing and cleansed by your blood. Father, we declare and decree that we are walking in our covenant identity. Father, we are walking in our covenant identity. Father, we know who we are. We know how you created us and what you created us to do. So, Father, you said that your grace is sufficient. So, Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that every debt has been canceled, every sickness and disease has been destroyed, and Father, every hindrance, our glory, has been deactivated from the enemy. Because Father, you said all things work together for good, for those who love God and for those who are the called. Father, I thank you, we are the called, the divine ones, the divinely appointed and selected in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said amen and amen and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. So let's hit it, okay? Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. I want to thank you for being so patient. Listen. Last couple of days, I have played the replays from the Hour of Power and from the Daily Bread, because I want us to really get, listen, Proverbs chapter 4, okay, even as we are on this 30th day of July, glory, the 30th day of July, the 211th day of the year, and in fact, let me go ahead and turn this down here. We have been teaching about your covenant identity out of Genesis 17 and Galatians chapter 3, and your covenant words of power, Proverbs chapter 18. See, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21 says, 20 and 21. Let's go here. Come on now. Good morning, Brother Doug. How are we doing? Amen. Appreciate that, Brother Doug. Listen. Go ahead. Proverbs chapter 18. Then we're going to go to Genesis 17. And we're going to go to Galatians chapter 3. Okay. So now listen, I got 5 minutes. So help me do this. Open up. Father, we thank you. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, and none of your word would fall to the ground in Jesus' name. Now the first thing I want you to do is I want you to speak. I receive it. It is so. Type that right now. Okay. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and verse 21. Look at what it says. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Now listen, here's what you got to understand. We are created in God's image. Genesis chapter 1. Let us create Adam and our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. The first thing he gave us was access to his power and authority, and also the ability to walk and act and move like him. Oh, brother, man, thank you. Thank you, Doug and Donna. And the Geist family, amen, amen. Appreciate it, appreciate it. Listen, you're fed by the fruit. It says a man's belly is satisfied with the fruit of his lips. Now, listen, some of the things that we've done and some of the things of how we act, it was because of how we were taught in ignorance. Okay, here's what you got to understand. What you speak, good, bad, or indifferent, out of your mouth shall come alive. Death and life is, okay, Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. See, the fruit he's talking about, you're going to eat the fruit of what you speak. You are living in an atmosphere and your Eden, your garden, based on what you spoke yesterday and the day before and last year. You eat from the fruit of your mouth. Oh, you don't believe me? Job chapter 22. See, I wasn't even going here. Let me go ahead and add this real quick. Okay. Oh, my God. Job 22. Let me put this in here for Instagram here. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. See, the devil, he's already trembling because he knows he has nothing to defend against the word of God. Job 22, verse 28, you shall also decree a thing, speak a thing, prophesy a thing, confess a thing, and it, what you speak, shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. Listen, the Bible says that when a man's ways please the Lord, he'll even make his enemies be at peace with him. See, when you understand that God, our glory, okay, it's not what goes into you that corrupts you. It's what comes out of you that corrupts. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, my God. Listen, you shall decree a thing. You shall speak a thing. You shall eat the fruit from the fruit of your mouth. Okay, Galatians chapter 3. Okay, now listen, how does this all come together? Because, okay, this is the 30th day of July. The number 30 represents the age of spiritual readiness and responsibility. Joseph stood before Pharaoh at the age of 30 in Genesis 41. David began to reign as king, even though he was anointed king at 17. He reigned as king at 2 Samuel 5:4 at the age of 30. Jesus began his public ministry at the age of 30, according to Luke chapter 3. Spiritually, the number represents a season of stepping into your calling, where identity is affirmed and words carry divine weight and influence. So it doesn't matter when you got started. He's saying today, if you will receive the 30th day of July as your season of stepping into, you are being, listen, spiritually, you're walking in your season of 30. Oh, my God. The number 211, because we are in the 211th day of the year. The two represents agreement, covenant, and witness. The one represents unity and leadership, and the second one represents double emphasis, a prophetic echo of oneness with God's will. Together, the number 211 points to agreement with heaven and alignment with divine leadership, which empowers your words to manifest kingdom realities. It represents divine partnership and authority in covenant manifestation. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Listen. So today, this is the day of divine maturity, prophetic manifestation. You are standing at the intersection of identity and authority, called to speak what God says, decree what heaven declares, and walk in the confidence of your covenant inheritance. Let your words shape your world today. Today is not ordinary, it is ordained. Now listen, we got to stop right there. So understand, Galatians chapter 3, verse 29 says, if you be Christ, then you're Abraham's seed, and then you're the heir according to the promise. So listen, we're going to sow our seed. Oh, no, hold on, that's the wrong one. We're going to sow our seed, amen? So listen, the Bible says, okay, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back unto your bosom. And so we're going to sow the 2025 seed. Our glory. The first way you can sow is directly into the ministry using the PayPal. You can take your smartphone and scan that QR code. It'll take you to the PayPal. Or you can use your banking app and use the Zelle prompt and use our Gmail, restored MININTL at gmail.com, and you can sow your seed in directly into the ministry. Now, the 2025 seed represents what God spoke in the beginning of 2025. Okay. And he spoke that this is the season that you are anointed with God's divine grace. Okay. So the 2025 seed, you're sowing your seed to activate his divine grace on your life. Now listen, so the $20.25, or for those that can sow the $225. And listen, if you want to really make God prove himself, so the $2,025. Why? Because the Bible says, prove me now and see. Malachi 3, okay, says, prove me now and see if I won't open up unto you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. Amen. So listen, you can also sow what is called the teruma. Okay, when you sow the teruma, you're sowing it into the hand of the prophet. Okay, according to Ezekiel chapter 44, that, amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Doug and the guys' family. So listen, when you sow it directly into the hand of the prophet, the Bible says that God honors the mouth of the priest and what the priest and prophet speaks behind the veil. So when you sow it directly into the hand of the priest, I am the priest of the ministry, use my Cash App, $2ProphetMDBryant. Okay, sow the seed directly there. And as I speak these words, that you're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. You're walking in divine health. Our glory, you have favor. You have favor with God and with man. Grace is your portion. And divine healing is your portion. Sickness and disease is destroyed in your life. Generational curses are destroyed and burnt up all the way back to Adam. And Father, I thank you that they'll never be the same and they'll never be broke another day in their life in Jesus' name. Now, when you sow directly into the hand of the prophet, now what you're doing is what I just spoke, God has to honor. So, Father, I thank you as they sow their seed, you said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Father, do it. Let peace and joy be their portion today in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. You are the covenant sons, the covenant heirs of salvation. So walk in your covenant identity today and be blessed.